Iowa Democrat pastor running for Congress. 9/11 taught me about anti-Muslim bigotry. By Jasmine Jordan on April 8, 2026. Democratic Iowa congressional candidate and Lutheran minister Sarah Trone Garriott wrote in an opinion piece published after criticism of her 2021 reading of a Muslim prayer in the Iowa Senate that the September 11 attacks made her more aware of anti-Muslim bigotry and the harm it caused. Trone Garriott, who is running in Iowa's 3rd congressional district against Republican Representative Zach Nunn, wore 2 face masks while reading a prayer written by a Muslim constituent on the floor of the Iowa Senate in 2021. At the time, Trone Garriott defended the decision by saying, "Every single prayer has been a Christian prayer at the Senate. We really needed to have some diversity because that is our community. The Des Moines Metro is very diverse religiously." A 2024 study found that both Iowa and the Des Moines area are less than 1% Muslim. Following the backlash, Trone Garriott published an op-ed titled "Why I Shared a Muslim Prayer in the Iowa Senate." In the piece, she wrote that Christian voices had been overwhelmingly represented in the chamber and argued that her prayer was intended to reflect religious diversity. Trone Garriott wrote that after the prayer, she received messages referencing Sharia law. Islam is a violent religion, and claims that the United States is a Judeo-Christian country where Muslim prayers were unwelcome. She also wrote that her experience beginning a Master of Theological Studies degree at Harvard University immediately after the September 11 attacks shaped her views. "The day before I began my Master of Theological Studies degree at Harvard University was September 11, 2001," Trone Garriott wrote. "On that religiously diverse campus, I was more aware of the rising anti-Muslim bigotry and its harm." The op-ed made no mention of the Americans killed in the September 11 terrorist attacks. Trone Garriott further argued that her decision to read the prayer was part of an effort to elevate minority voices. "Because of all this, I actively seek to bring in the voices of those in the minority of power or number," she wrote. "We can't work together for the good of Iowa when some are left out. When bigotry renders some voiceless, when rhetoric that inspires violence is allowed to go unchallenged." She concluded by writing that no aspect of anything that happens here in this chamber should be dominated by one voice, and that if prayer is permitted in the state capitol, that opportunity needs to be open to all. Republican National Committee spokesman Zach Kraft told Breitbart News, "Sarah Trone Garriott should be ashamed for wagging her finger at America for not being woke enough about 9/11 and completely ignoring the more than 2,000 patriots tragically killed that day. There is truly no floor to how low Trone Garriott will stoop to pander to coastal elite Democrat Party bosses by insulting Iowa values." This week, the National Republican Congressional Committee released a video showing Trone Garriott running into a building after being asked, "Is God real?" According to the NRCC, the video likely prompted Trone Garriott to block the organization's account from her campaign account. In a 2023 speech at a Methodist church, Sarah Trone Garriott said it was uncomfortable to see faith and political power collide, including displays that combined the American flag and the Christian cross and religious leaders backing political candidates. She also said that religion and political violence appearing more frequently in public life felt very threatening. Trone Garriott separately complained that Iowa's leaders were mostly white, mostly Christian, and mostly older men. She has also referred to private Christian schools as segregation academies that create white enclaves. In the same 2023 remarks, Trone Garriott said what she called Christian nationalism was tied to white patriarchy and said evangelist Billy Graham really modeled this through what she described as an image of white, Christian masculinity. Trone Garriott also appeared Tuesday alongside Senator Elissa Slotkin, DME, one of the seditious 6 Democrats who President Donald Trump said should be jailed after they urged military members to resist illegal orders, during a health care town hall in Des Moines. Earlier Tuesday, potential 2028 presidential contender Elissa Slotkin held a separate focus group lunch in Indianola with 5 Trump voters, one of whom said he was paid $200 plus lunch to attend and did not learn until later that Slotkin was leading the discussion.